Om Jnanatimarandasya Gananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming today to participate in this most auspicious initiation ceremony. Initiation means beginning. It doesn't mean the business is finished. Just like when one wants to earn a college degree, one registers at the university. That means they're beginning their studies in the university. Because they have registered doesn't mean they have now graduated.
Ако те са се регистрирали и се записали, това не означава, че те вече са завършили образованието.
So this initiation ceremony marks the official registration in the process of spiritual enlightenment.
Това посвещение отбелязва началото на процеса на духовно просветление.
Srila Prabhupada has spoken about the importance of initiation.
Srila Prabhupada говори за важността на посвещението.
He states in the Nectar of Devotion, Introduction, the connection with the spiritual master is called initiation. From the date of initiation by the spiritual master, the connection between Krishna and a person cultivating Krishna consciousness is established. Without initiation by a bona fide spiritual master, the actual connection with Krishna consciousness is never performed.
Никога не може да бъде осъществена.
So this is very, very important process.
Така че това е един много, много важен процес.
Just like there is a lamp that I've been using during the classes.
Както има една лампа, която аз използвах по време на лекциите.
They fix it to the little table. It's a lamp, a reading lamp.
Това е една такава нощна лампа и бактите я поставят на върху масата.
It's a very nice lamp.
Много хубава лампа.
It gives very good light.
Да, много хубава светлина.
Purusha Chuta, he arranged to bring me that lamp.
Purusha Chuta уреди да имам такава лампа.
But if that lamp is not plugged in,
но ако тази лампа не е включена в контакта,
to the powerhouse,
към електричеството,
it is useless.
Тя е безполезна.
So initiation is the process of plugging oneself into the powerhouse.
Посвещението е процеса, чрез който ние се включваме към електричеството.
It is most essential.
Това е много важен.
It is required.
Той е,
if we want to become perfect in Krishna consciousness.
Това е необходимо, ако ние искаме да станем съвършени в Кришна съзнание.
The only advancement we can make before we get initiated.
Единственият напредък, който ние можем да направим преди да бъдем посветени,
is to advance to the point of getting initiated. Initiation takes place in the third step of Krishna consciousness. This is called bhajana kriya. The first step is shraddha, or to have faith in the process of Krishna consciousness.
Първата стъпка, първото ниво е шрада, или да имаме вяра в процеса на Кришна съзнание.
The second step is to associate with the devotees.
Втората стъпка е да общуваме с предано дадените.
And the third step is to get initiated.
Третата стъпка е да бъдем посветени.
engaging in the standard practices of Krishna consciousness movement. And then after initiation, one can then progress to the next stage, which is called anartha nivritti. In which the dirt is cleansed out of the heart. And then, after that stage of anartha nivritti, one achieves the stage known as nishta. In the nishta stage, one becomes very solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. The stage following nishta is ruchi. In this stage, one develops a wonderful, wonderful taste for the process of Krishna consciousness. And then that taste becomes multiplied by millions of times. That is called asakti. In the asakti stage, one becomes absolutely addicted to the holy name. And then one has next stages called bhava, when there's volcanic eruptions of spiritual emotions within the heart. And then the final culmination, Krishna prema. Pure love of God. You see. So, initiation is the third step. Until we get initiated, we cannot go beyond the stage of sadhu sangha. So, if you're not yet initiated, keep engaging yourself and associating with the devotees. And by that process, you will become inspired to become initiated. So that you can then move forward ultimately to Krishna prema. Srila Prabhupada also discussed this wonderful initiation process. On January 5th, 1974, in Los Angeles, California, Prabhupada states, deathlessness begins from the day of initiation. Adhau Gurashvrayam. To enter into spiritual life, the first step is to accept a guru. As soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your point of deathlessness begins immediately. Immediately. And if you continue the advice and instruction of the spiritual master, or the Shastra, then you become deathless. No more death. So, if one takes the initiation vows very seriously and strictly follows them, the day of their initiation marks the day they entered into immortality.
момента, в който те влизат в безсмъртието.
Just think about how wonderful that is.
Помислете колко прекрасно е това.
That you can get out of the material existence.
Значи вие можете да излезете извън материалното съществуване.
And enter into a state of deathlessness.
И да влезете в състоянието на
At the moment of your initiation. So this is a very, very powerful thing. If we made a big sign here in Sofia, we will give you deathlessness. That may attract some interest. Just like in Many centuries ago, when Spanish explorer, his name was Ponce de León. He went searching in Florida for the fountain of youth. But you know what? He never found it. But now the fountain of youth has manifested on Ponce de Leon Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. There is an ISKCON temple there. So, this is the actual fountain of youth, of immortality. If you don't want to get old, if you don't want to get sick, if you don't want to die, then get initiated. Because initiation means deathlessness. That's why Prabhupada said, even though he said an 80-year-old man can work with the energy of a young man. If he's Krishna conscious. So this is the secret, how to become eternally youthful. Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. One thing that Prabhupada always emphasized should be discussed at the initiation lecture is the 10 offenses. Of course, here at the temple we recite them every morning. Why is it so important to emphasize the 10 offenses? Can't you just follow the 4 regulated principles and chant 16 rounds and go back to Godhead? Actually, you have to also avoid the 10 offenses. Because you can go on chanting for millions of years. And not achieve spiritual perfection. If your chanting is offensive. So now I am taking the karma of these disciples. I am taking the burden of delivering them back to home, back to Godhead. So I am asking them, they should not only chant their 16 rounds, but also strive to chant without any offenses. Because if they chant without offense, it will be very easy for me to do my duties as a spiritual master to deliver them. But if they chant with offenses, it will make my work very difficult. So now we will discuss the 10 offenses.
сега ще дискутираме за святото откровение.
This is for my disciples and for everyone.
Това е за моите ученици и за всички останали.
If you're falling asleep, stand up. So, the first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord.
Първото оскърбление е да злословим срещу предано даните, които са посветили своя живот да разпространяват славата на святото име на Бога.
This means that anyone who is preaching the Krishna consciousness movement, whether it's a sannyasi, a guru, a householder, a brahmachari, or even a little child, we have to offer them all respect because they're trying to push forward this movement. Even if we sometimes disagree with them, we have to respect them because they're trying to push forward the Krishna consciousness movement. The second offense is to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu.
Второто оскърбление е да считаме имената на богове като Шива или Брама за равностойни или независими от името на Бог Вишну.
So we should never think that chanting Durga Durga or Shiva Shiva or Kali Kali or Kali Kali is the same as Hare Krishna.
Никога не трябва да си мислим, че повтарянето на Durga Durga или Shiva Shiva или Kali Kali е...
This Hare Krishna mantra is very, very special.
Едно и също с повтарянето на Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna mantra е много специална.
The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. This means that whatever instructions my spiritual master gives me, I must accept them as my very life and soul. The fourth offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version.
Четвъртото оскърбление е да злословим по адрес на ведическата литература или произведенията, които изясняват изпълняването на ведическите предписания.
So any literature which is presenting the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Всякаква литература, която представя философията на Кришна съзнание.
Must be respected.
Трябва да бъде уважаван.
The fifth offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to the imagination.
Петото оскърбление е да считаме величието на славата на повтарянето на Хари Кришна за въображение.
It's stated that one pure utterance of a Hari Krishna mantra.
Казва се, че едно чисто повтаряне, изговаряне на Хари Кришна мантра
can free one of more offenses than you could ever commit within a whole day of Lord Brahma.
Може да те освободи от повече оскърбление, отколкото можеш да допуснеш за един ден на Бог Брама.
So we should never think the descriptions of the power of the holy name are exaggerations.
Никога не трябва да мислим, че описанията за на мощта, силата на Хари Кришна мантра са преувеличени.
The fact is that the holy name has unlimited power.
Истината е, че святото име има неограничена сила.
The sixth offense is to give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord.
Шестото оскърбление е да даваме собствени интерпретации на святото име на Бога.
This means to apply the rules of Sanskrit grammar to try to twist out some other meaning.
Това означава да се опитаме да прилагаме правилата на санскритската граматика, за да извлечем...
Just like the word Krishna literally means black.
Както, например, думата Кришна всъщност означава черен.
So someone can say black means ignorance.
Някой може да каже...
So Krishna consciousness, so Krishna is ignorance. We should not try to interpret like that through grammatical Sanskrit misinterpretation. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting the holy name.
Седмото оскърбление е да извършваме греховни дейности, като се уповаваме на силата на святото име.
After hearing the great power of the holy name,
след като чуваме за великата сила на святото име,
if one thinks, oh, this is very nice,
Ако някой си помисли, о, това е много хубаво.
I will smoke some marijuana.
Аз ще пуша марихуана.
I will have some illicit sex.
Ще имам забранен секс.
Then I'll make up for it by chanting some extra rounds in the morning.
И ще поправя това, като повтарям малко допълнителни кръгове сутринта.
That is most sinful thing.
Това е най-греховното нещо.
One must not do that.
Защо трябва да прави това?
The eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruit of activities, karma kanda.
Осмото оскърбление е да считаме повтарянето на Хари Кришна за една от благоприятните ритуални дейности, описани в Ведите в раздела карма канда.
Let's say you're trying to get a job, for example.
Например, вие се опитвате да се намерите работа.
You think, well, I have a kirtan for getting a job. We chant Hare Krishna to develop pure love for God. Not for some material purpose. We don't need to beg Krishna to fulfill our material desires. If we simply focus on developing our love for Him, then He will provide all our necessities anyway. The ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the Holy Name. Some people say, well, that's very good, I didn't want to preach anyway. But that's not the meaning. The meaning is that you must use discretion when you're preaching.
Значението е, смисълът е, че трябва да използвате своята разграничителна такава.
You must be careful not to preach in such a way that people commit blasphemy.
Вие трябва да внимавате да не проповядвате по такъв начин, че хората, на които проповядвате, да започват да извършват оскърбления.
Because actually everyone in this world is faithless.
Защото всъщност всеки един от този свят няма вяра.
But they also have faith as well. They have a combination of divine and demoniac natures.
Но освен това, те имат и вяра, защото те имат такава комбинация между демонична и божествена природа.
So when you preach, you have to find a way of connecting with their divine nature that's there within everyone.
Когато проповядвате, вие трябва да намерите начин да се свържете с тяхната божествена природа.
The tenth offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on these matters.
Десетото оскърбление е да нямаме пълна вяра в поставянето на святите имена и да продължаваме да пазим нашите материални привързаности, въпреки че сме получили много наставления в този въпрос.
So we have to put our full faith in the name.
Трябва да вложим цялата си вяра в името.
That simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I can achieve all happiness and all success. Nothing else is required. And then it is also mentioned that one should be, it's offensive to be inattentive while chanting. This means when you chant your rounds, that's all you should only be doing that. Not that I can sit in the Bhagavatam class and chant my rounds at the same time. So we should rise very early and get our rounds done before we have to do other things.
Така че ние трябва да ставаме много рано и да свършваме своите кръгове преди да започнем да правим нещо друго.
We're chanting our japa that we shouldn't be doing another activity at the same time.
А докато повтаряме нашата джапа, не трябва да правим някакви други неща.
Because that means that our attention is divided, some attention here and some attention there.
Защото това означава, че нашето внимание е раздвоено. Имаме внимание тук и внимание там.
When we chant our rounds, we put 100% of our attention in the holy names. And you know what the result is of doing that?
Знаете ли какъв резултат от това?
Do you know the result?
Знаете ли резултат?
You taste the sweetest nectar.
Тогава вие може да вкусите от най-сладкият нектар.
The full juice of the holy name flows into your heart. So it may be an austerity for us to chant every day. Our 16 rounds with full attention. But it's worth it. It's really worth it. The payoff is huge. The rewards are unlimited. How can I say that? Because you will personally meet God. Krishna will become your personal property. So when I say the rewards are unlimited, I mean that literally. We're not simply giving some big words to, you know, some exaggerated words to try to attract you to chant Hare Krishna. The fact is that I cannot possibly begin to glorify the holy name enough. Ananta Dev with his thousands of mouths has been glorifying Krishna and Krishna's name for millions of years. And even with those thousands of mouths, he has not been able to hardly even begin to describe the unlimited glories of the Lord in his name. So do not think that I have exaggerated anything today. Everything I've said is actually what they call an understatement. So we welcome these new initiates into our spiritual family. And one re-initiate who is reconfirming her connection with Srila
Prabhupada.
So now we will continue. Someone now can put the three strands neck beads. What is?
Someone has to put the canti mantra.